Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just speaking with someone regarding a charge that was on my credit card statement, and she told me that this had something to do with a vacuum cleaner or something.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is this a scam?
Have you already made the purchase, ma'am?
I don't have any vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am. So before I can assist you, I do have to pull up an account for you. So do you mind providing me with your zip code, please?
The zip code is 06484.
And what is your first and last name?
My name is Sandra, and the last name is Hareda. I don't know if I just spoke with you because then I got disconnected.
Okay, and can you verify that address for security purposes, please?
Okay, where have I called? Who am I speaking to?
We are a third-party call center that handle different companies. Before I can assist
you. Okay. Okay, my name is Sandra, and the last name is Hareda. What'd you say, the address?
Yes, ma'am, just verify it.
44 Dora, D-O-R-A Drive in Shelton, Connecticut.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see that on March 28th, do you remember paying a dollar or two for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I might have. I'll tell you, this would be the last time I fall for anything like that on the internet. So what is the $59.89 for?
Yes, ma'am. With that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps called Bites Hub. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle, and it is a great app, and currently we are discounting all future months to $20.
Run that by me again. What did I pay the $59.89 for?
Yes, ma'am, the meal planning app.
Why am I being charged for that?
Because, ma'am, in the when you did the sweepstakes, you paid the dollar or two for the Dyson
right.
vacuum cleaner. In the terms
right.
and conditions, it did inform you that in order for you to enroll into that sweepstakes, they were going to enroll you into our meal planning app.
Okay, how do I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel that subscription for you so that you won't be getting billed any further. I also can provide a cancellation number for you as well if you would like.
Yes, I would.
That C as in Charlie, 9.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is this you're giving me?
The cancellation
number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. C as in Charlie.
920.
920.
668.
668.
612.
612. And that is a cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. For the $59.89.
Yes, ma'am, that is for the subscription. I canceled the subscription for you.
Okay. Because I was going to dispute this on my credit card, the $59.89, because I, like I said, I didn't even know what the heck this was for. So I didn't realize when I did that dollar, I thought that's all I was paying for. I didn't realize that it was enrolling me in any kind of a subscription.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Have you already disputed that charge?
It is being disputed.
So you said, I'm sorry, you saying you did?
Yes, I already spoke with them, so I'm disputing that, the $59.89.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That is something we could have took care of for you on today. But due to the fact that you already disputed that charge, in order for you to get a full refund, you will have to call back in with your bank on the line, confirming that dispute is dropped. And then they can be able to take care of that full refund of $59.89.
Okay, so will this appear on next month's statement?
No, ma'am, due to the fact that you did cancel, and they billed you every 27th. So, you know, the 27th isn't here yet, and you canceled as well. So, you know, you're fine. You canceled.
Okay. All right, so I'm fine. All right, and your name is?
Chandra, S-H-A. UNDRA.
Okay, thank you, Chandra.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling
you have
customer
a good day.
Service.
All right.
You have a good one as well.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.